coming up on episode number 1259. A couple birthdays to share with you today. Andy Bell of Erasure and Robert Smith of The Cure. Hope you came here to get your 80s fix on, because that is exactly what's going to be happening right now, coming up on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, April 17th, 2019. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another episode of Coverville, another 80s-focused episode of Coverville. It's funny, it's 80s-focused, however, very, very few of the songs. I'm looking to see how many of the songs were actually recorded in the 80s, the songs I'm going to be playing today. Yeah, so far none, and yeah, we're going back as far as 1994 today, so even though you're going to be listening to 80s songs, that's how Coverville works. 80s songs, 90s songs, 2000 songs, but done in decades or by artists anyway, other than the original artist. Do you know how this works? I don't have to explain cover songs to you, do I? No, of course I don't. Hey, what I do have to explain to you, though, is that Coverville, supported by patrons such as Patrick Moran, William Taub, Ryan Tamori, Harvey Stromberg, turning this down just a touch, Harvey Stromberg, Holger Bartsch, Mark Muzzy, Rob Wynn, Jason Martin, John Benninghoff, and David Morris. Those are some longtime citizens and some newer patrons, such as Evan Berner, Luke McKean, Nicole Busenbark, Brian Dowd, Fraser Murray, Neil L. Wood, Tim D., Russell Beeman, Thomas Bro, and James Wise. Thank you guys all, guys and girls. Thank you folks all for your support. It's very much appreciated, and thanks for helping bring this show to light. All right, let's get to it. Starting off with The Cure, as I mentioned, a couple birthdays today. I mentioned Robert Smith. Yes, of course I did, because he is turning 60 on the 21st, just a few days from now. Robert Smith, lipstick-wearing, crazy-hair, Cure frontman, is going to be turning 60. How do you like that? Let's get things started with a cover that came out as part of the Turntable Kitchen series a couple years ago. It's a great series of albums where an artist will cover a full album from back to front, and it is always really cool, and sometimes, depending on which level you order from Turntable Kitchen, they'll sometimes pair it with a lovely recipe. This came out on the 17 Seconds track-by-track cover album from 2017. Here's Frankie Rose and 17 Seconds.
Cold now. The You make me feel like I am young
From the player piano in the saloon in Westworld. That is Ramin Djawadi with a cover of A Forest from The Cure. Great cover right there, and just reminds me how much I can't wait for the next season of that show. That one came from the Westworld soundtrack. Great stuff, and a lot of great covers on there done in that style. Black Hole Sun, another really brilliant one done just like that. Really, really cool. Before that, In Between Days by the band Rogue Wave from their 2017 album Cover Me. Appropriate. Let's Go to Bed by The Dreaming from their release Pre-Op from 2009. Can't find a link to that one in Amazon, so if you're looking for that one, do some searching around. You'll hopefully find it on a collection of rarities and B-sides from The Dreaming. Basement Alchemy before that with their cover of Love Song, that one from Covers from the Basement Volume 1 from 2012, and Frankie Rose from that. Really, really cool stuff. Reminds me a lot of people of Sleeping at Last. Let's get to set two of The Cure here. And one of the actresses that is in the, not really in the Where Are They Now, because she actually just did have a sitcom last year. I don't know if it got picked up and renewed, but hoping that we see something new coming from her. But if you've seen the movie Gross Point Blank or Good Will Hunting, you're familiar with Minnie Driver. She's also an incredibly talented singer. And in 2014, she released an album called Ask Me to Dance, which included this cover of The Cure's Close to Me.
I've waited hours for this. I made myself so sick, I wish I stayed asleep today. Never thought this day would end. I never thought tonight could ever be this close to me. Just try to see in the dark. Just try to make it work to feel the fear. Before you're here, I make the shapes come much too close. I put my eyes out, hold my breath and wait until I shake. But if I had your faith, then I could make it safe and clean. For this, I made myself so sick. I wish I stayed asleep today. I never thought this day would end. I never thought tonight could ever be this close to me. But if I had your faith, I could make it safe and clean.
I'm sorry if I stole it. stealing past the windows of the blissfully dead, looking for the victim shivering in bed, searching out fear in the gathering gloom. And suddenly a movement in the corner of the room. There's nothing I can do when I realize with fright always hungry.
Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, on Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Monday, you could fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday, I'm in love. But Saturday, you wait. Sunday always comes too late. But Friday never hesitates.
I don't care if Monday's black, Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
It's Friday, I'm in love.
Thank you.
Listen to that with your lucky charms. Seven Nations with Hot, Hot, Hot from a Celtic rock tribute to The Cure. Album that came out in 2010 and tells you everything you need to know about the contents of said album right there in the title. A Celtic rock tribute to The Cure. Celtic covers of all your favorite Cure songs. Before that, Friday, I'm in Love by Scars on 45. That one from Billboard Candid Covers from 2016. Wood Pigeon from a tribute to The Cure called Love Cats from 2016. Their cover of Lullaby. Spider-Man is having me for dinner tonight. Boys Don't Cry before that, featuring Hideki Kaji and Chabé. Just wouldn't be a Coverville episode without a Japanese cover. Just wouldn't. The Swing Easy Orchestra doing that one from the In the Mood for Ska plays punk and new wave classics from 2011. And Minnie Driver, actress Minnie Driver from such films as, not Dead Poets Society, what was that again? Gross Point Blank and Goodwill Hunting and what was that? I can't remember that TV show she was on last year. By all accounts, it was really good. She released that album in 2014, Ask Me to Dance. She's as talented a singer as she is an actress, and that is high praise for both. Very good, and that will wrap up our Cure cover story. Let's move over to Erasure. Andy Bell, lead vocalist for Erasure, also celebrating a birthday next week. Start things off with a cover by, well, it's kind of like your Cross cover, which I really, really like. In the 90s, Erasure covered ABBA on an EP called ABBA-esque, where they covered stuff like Take a Chance on Me. I want to say Dancing Queen was on there. Anyway, some really good covers by Erasure. The band Bjorn Again, already an ABBA cover group, decided to pay them back in 1994 and release an album called Flashback, which came with this Erasure cover. Here is Stop.
discover a little something to make life sweeter. Oh, baby, refrain from breaking my heart. I'm so in love with you. I'll be forever blue. That you give me no reason. Why you make me work so hard? Don't you tell me no, don't you tell me no, don't you tell me no, don't you tell me no. So I hear you calling. Oh baby, please give a little respect to me. And if I should falter, open your arms out to me. We can make love not more and be at peace in our hearts. I'm so in love with you. I'll be forever blue. What religion or reason could drive a man to forsake his lover? Tell me no, don't you 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 tell me no.
before, but this time it's much safer in. Last night in the sky, oh, such a bright light. My radar sent me danger, but my instincts tell me to keep breathing.
Closing out with a little a cappella, that is Inside Out a cappella from their album Experience from 2008 with a cover of Oh L'Amour. Really well done there. BEF, the British Electronic Foundation, I believe that's what it stands for. I had that right in front of me a minute ago. Is that right? Is it right? Hold on a second. I want to make sure I get this right. There we go. The, where is it? Oh no, did I lose the page? I lost the page. Hold on. British Electric Foundation. I did have it right. Yes. A band that actually formed back in the 80s and became the genesis of what would be Heaven 17. The rest of the guys, or the remainder of the band, actually continued performing as BEF and released three compilation albums, all featuring electronic covers. And that is the most recent one, came out in 2013. Music of Quality and Distinction is the series. Really, really cool series. That first one only appears to be available on vinyl, but I'm so snatching up a copy. Basically, the character, the it's sung from the point of view of a baby in the womb during either a nuclear attack or fallout after a nuclear attack. And inspired... Kate Bush was inspired to write that after listening to side three of Pink Floyd's The Wall. So that's a very interesting inspiration source right there. Can't Help Falling in Love right before that, Erasure from their 2003 all-cover album, appropriately entitled Other People's Songs. Elvis Presley, the original in that one. The Leisure Society with a cover of A Little Respect. That one from the Saturday Sessions, Dermot O'Leary from 2016. And Bjorn again. great ABBA cover band, tribute band, from their album Flashback from 1994, a spot-on ABBA-esque cover of the song Stop. That is going to bring us right to the end of the show, and let's get that music going, although we'll turn it down so I can talk over it. Thanks for listening. Hey, reach out to me. Let me know what you think of the show. Email me at requests@coverville.com or use that to submit, I don't know, a request for a cover show. I look at all that stuff. You can also call in your request at 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's a toll-free number, but who cares about toll-free these days, right? Or visit coverville.com. It is everything you want in a single website devoted to cover songs, past episodes, a database where you can search for cover songs, and a link to Patreon where you can support the show. Hey, help support the show with a dollar or two a month. It really helps keep the lights on here in the Coverville studios. And by golly, there are a lot of lights. We won't be back next week. I'm going to be heading to Vegas for the morning stream Viva TMS Vegas meetup. I'm out there bringing it to you. got a bunch of events that we've got set up. It's going to be a blast. But I will be back the following week. So that first week of, actually that first day of May, May Day will be the next episode of Coverville. So take a week off, listen to some back episodes, and we'll be back in 2 weeks from today. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time right here on Coverville. Coverville is sponsored by the Backbeat. No, they're part of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Check them out. Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Bandwidth for Coverville is provided by, I can't talk. I'm sorry. Excited about Vegas. Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. We're getting your podcast so good, you'll listen to them every day of the week, but Friday, you'll be in love with them.
Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.